Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
I'm going to cancel my order, please.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you, sir. Say it one more time.
I want to cancel my order. Where this is called 22027?
Okay, did you have a question about a charge or about a product, sir, that I can look up for you?
Yeah.
What's your zip code? May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Excuse me?
Your zip code?
Zip code?
Yes, your zip code.
1465.
You said 1465?
Yeah, that's the last number of this card. 1465.
And what's your name?
Alcance Ramon.
One second.
Excuse me?
Give me one second.
A-R-K-O-N-C-L.
Do you know when you were charged?
Excuse me? Come again?
Oh, you said your name was Ramon.
Come again.
Ramon, that's your name?
Ramon, yes, me.
Okay. Can you confirm your mailing address?
Ramon, I can say. Excuse me.
What's the address, sir?
Ramon Arkansas.
Okay, what's your mailing address or your email address?
My email address is monark842@aol.com.
Thank you. Okay. And it looks like you called in before to cancel, and you also were refunded. The refund was sent on February 2nd.
Excuse me? How did I do it again?
You were refunded February 2nd. It does take 3 to 5 business days for the refund to go through.
I just get it.
You were.
Excuse me. Could you mind spending with my wife? He's also my joint in my account.
You said what, sir?
Can I speak to you? He's really hard on hearing. I am his wife, Rowena Arconcel.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard he was saying again, I heard you because we are on speaker, that the refund will go on for 5 to 6 days?
It's 3 to 5 business days. He was refunded, so it takes that amount of time for it to go back into the account.
So 3 to 5 days, am I right?
Yes, business days.
Yes. How much was it?
$37.41.
$37.41?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Hold on a minute. He has another question. You know, he really is hard on hearing.
Okay.
What was it that you want? Ano bang inaano mo? What is 49? Can you excuse us, please? What is 49.89? Oh, he was saying something. That he was billed for $49.89.
Correct.
Yeah. But then you said a while ago that he is going to be canceled and will be refunded in the amount of 37.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want it canceled?
So he agreed to the 75% refund. So that's 75% of the $49.89.
And you want this canceled?
Yeah, so he got a 75% refund.
Oh, you had a 75
refund.
Oh my goodness.
Refund.
She said you had been refunded.
The 75%, so that's 37.
She said you will. 70. Oh, okay, she's repeating it. He is repeating it, I'm sorry. He is asking about that $75. Can you explain it to me?
It's 75%.
Per se?
Yes. So when he talked to the last representative, they offered him a 75% refund. He agreed to that, so that's why he was only refunded $37.41.
Who agreed? Him?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I didn't know he agreed, but, you know, he wanted a full refund. How can we do about that? Is there a way that it can be put back to $75?
It's not $75. It was only $49.89. I just refunded the $12.48 that was remaining.
Uh-huh.
But it does take the 3 to 5 business days for that to come back to his account.
So still the remaining refund will come in 3 to 5 days?
Yes. That does not include the weekend.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. So how much was the total refund given to him?
The first one was $37.41. So
okay.
I did the rest that was remaining. So that would add up to $49.89.
Oh, so it's going. Okay. As soon as we receive that $49.89, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much for being patient. You've been so very nice.
No problem, ma'am. And
yeah.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you stay safe. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.